Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He doesn't look a thing like Jesus.
Jesus.
But he talks like a gentleman.
Nice.
Oh, man. That's how we're starting.
That's how we're starting. That was Stump the Professionals. We haven't played that in a minute.
No. We haven't.
You guys want to maybe this week?
Sure.
Okay.
I mean,
I always love looking like
gotta,
an idiot.
You got to ask Boss right? Lady over here, so she's the one with
That's
the...
That's me. That's me. And especially about... Oh, Chris!
Oh, Chris! Hello!
Are we going to tell the Buzz family?
If you want to, it's been a rough morning.
Okay, Chris just came in. Wow.
Coming in hot.
Woo! Yeah, he is. He's had a couple roadblocks this morning.
Two of them.
Two roadblocks this morning. Your damn phone updated and shut off the alarm?
At 2:30 in the morning, and it never turned back on.
See? You wouldn't have that problem
if you had an iPhone.
It's... The list for keeping the Android is getting shorter and shorter every day.
That's right, damn it. Apple, like, when that happened to Apple once, they, like, paid for everybody who missed work or something. Welcome. Welcome to the family.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Are you okay, Chris?
It's going to be a minute, but I'm fine.
His hair's all messed up.
I know.
I was so in a rush. I gelled my hair this morning, but I didn't style it. I forgot to.
That's okay. Please keep it like that. Please keep it like that.
You have that, like, bad boy band look going on.
Yes, you're the AJ McLean.
You're the AJ.
Awesome.
Oh, my God. Stacey Moody had a wonderful surprise today.
Oh, complete opposite of your morning.
Yes.
Yeah. I officially have a key card. And.
Oh, yeah. Woo! No, Chris.
No.
Just wait. There's more.
Hold on. What?
Yeah.
What?
I also have my own mailbox.
What?
And
over here, it's underneath Jordan.
Yes,
what?
And
who
the
did
label?
That?
I don't know. The label is my name is way bigger than Jordan.
This feels like high school when they're all laughing at me and not with me. Thank you, Dustin.
I was crying. I'm crying again. Oh my God.
It's not that I'm not laughing with them. It's that I'm a little bit pissed.
But the funny thing is my key card was in your mailbox.
That's true. You got your own mailbox. Like just adding salt to the wound. That is the story of Stacey Moody. Listen, Dustin.
Yeah.
Dustin, your mailbox is in my heart. Okay.
But not out there with all the other mailboxes.
Yes.
Like mine is.
Forget those. No, yours is in my warm heart.
I
know. It's okay. Man. Why is everybody playing this game? Are you on, like, is this like your Make-A-Wish or something? Are you dying?
Jordan Silver and Friends. 6 to 9 on 96.5 The Buzz.
So I know this seems like a really weird project, but I, poor Chris, what did you think when I asked you to do this project yesterday?
I was very intrigued and excited about it, because that's just the sort of tasks I love to do.
Are these all Getty images?
Yes.
Okay.
Every single one of them.
Did you pay for them?
Premium. We've got a corporate account.
Yeah.
Oh.
We've got a corporate account. Dustin, when you put some over here so that Stacey can see them, because she's basically the reason that we're doing this.
Yeah, I know. She's the reason we have to do everything. All these trainings and everything are all because of Stacey.
We give her crap, but she's like the leader, so whatever.
Well, I mean,
doing everything. Right. So basically, what I had Chris do was print out a bunch of pictures of people in the car. Mm-hmm. 18 to 34 that looked like they would listen to Buzz music. Look at these dudes with the girls in the back. They're probably singing cake songs, guys.
Man.
They're going the
probably.
Distance. They're going for speed.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Dustin, if I said...
Stacey, shut up.
Oh, my God. You always want me to leave? You guys
no.
want me to go home now?
Absolutely not.
You can't now. You got a mailbox. Okay.
True.
Anyway, so our little... family that we have now.
Yeah, so I had Chris print out these pictures of people in their cars so you guys could remember that this is who this radio show is for. Because last week you guys went on so many asides where the Buzz family, even Chris and I, are just like, what the hell are you talking about? And so, yeah. So we've got these projects. These are great pictures.
They are very good.
Look at this lady working at her office. She is listening to the podcast.
She is definitely, yeah.
She's killing it. Look at this coffee shop. Somebody's listening to the podcast. These people are having a meeting, Chris.
They're talking about the podcast.
Okay, okay. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Oh, these people are...
They're like, all watching. They're looking at the photo on the podcast.
I got it. There's like 10 people around a computer and they're all cheering. Ooh. I think this is for...
They're really happy about it.
This is when Stacey Moody said that she doesn't like condoms when we played Never Have I Ever.
Right there. That's what it is.
Oh, babes. Did you type in babes in
that,
cars?
That's what came up. And then the first thing I clicked under was similar images.
Oh.
So extremely attractive females.
Yeah. Way to go, Chris. Extremely attractive females. A girl and a guy, they're probably related.
Okay.
Guys driving in a car. What is this? Oh, they're taking selfies outside of the car. Are they listening to the podcast?
Yeah, that's blaring on the radio.
Okay, that's it. Yeah. They're listening to Cake, Stacey?
Yes.
Yeah, they are.
Stacey had a moment this weekend, and I made her feel so dumb.
Well, yeah, but then it came back around because I had justification.
But one person.
That's all I needed.
Stacey, tell the story.
So... we pull up to brunch Sunday, and there's a car in front of us. It is a white Chrysler LeBaron. And I said, hey, it's like that Cake song. So I was all excited. I came in. I told Jordan. I go, hey, check this out. And she looked at me. She's like, the hell are you talking about? Like the Cake song. No one got it but one person.
On the entire internet, one person got it.
There were a lot of views on it. Nobody commented.
Yeah, because nobody got it. She took a picture of the same car. I was like, nobody listens to Cake lyrics.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
He listens to music from the 30s.
Jordan Silver and Friends.
Well, good morning, everyone. Nope. All right, cool.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. No, it's okay. It's okay. I kind of... just randomly was like, let's talk on the radio.
Let's do this one thing.
We have a lot of stuff coming up today.
It's packed.
It is, because I found this etiquette book from the 1800s.
It's the most beautiful thing I've read.
So I gave it to Chris, and I was like, let's see what this etiquette book says with some of the, you know, problems or some of the things going on in your life, Stacey Moody.
Yeah. I'm real excited.
We'll hear how you dealt with it, and then we'll hear what the etiquette book says from the 1800s.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
This is gonna be fun.
I know. I'm really
excited. I'm very excited about this.
Also, at 8 o'clock, we're going to announce Brew at the Zoo.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. We have Never Have I Ever at about 7:20 today.
Mm. Oh, it is Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yeah, but your first day here of the week.
Yeah. Tuesday, the first day of the week.
Yeah, how did she get... a mailbox when she's here like a third of the time.
I'm sorry. Do you know who I am?
All right. Anyway, what else we got
sometimes
today?
Sometimes it bees like that, I'm telling you.
It be like that.
So we got Never Have I Ever.
Never Have I Ever.
We've Brew at the Zoo.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited. What else we got?
The etiquette book, obviously. But I've got tickets right now to the Struts at the Missouri State Fair. Have you guys been to the Missouri State Fair?
Oh, it's such a fun time.
Is it?
Honestly, and the concerts are really good there, surprisingly, because people are like, it's a fair.
Right.
I've been to the state fair, which is the Iowa State Fair.
Wow.
Yeah,
are you a
fairest?
That's a bold statement.
Yes. It's been a while since I've been there, but my expectations for a fair are quite high.
Oh, that's like moving here from Los Angeles.
Yeah.
I went to the Iowa State Fair one time. And they had a cow made out of butter.
They do every year.
Yeah.
A full-sized cow.
Well, what kind of stuff happens at the Missouri State Fair?
Lots of food, lots of people getting drunk, and lots of music.
Rides?
Oh, yeah, they have rides.
Is there like a rodeo?
There's got to be a rodeo.
There's some kind of like...
There is. But I think it takes place in the same place where the concerts do. So,
okay. Wait, at the same time? So you can see the struts?
No.
And then also someone like running with the bulls?
No.
That'd be cool.
No.
I think that would be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, getting sued? Cool, man. That'd be sweet.
God, why?
Nah.
Why do you have to rain on all of our parades?
The people that are attending the concert just sit up on the high risers and watch it all.
The people getting sued. The band suing because they get maimed by a bull.
No, they're in a cage or something. I'm sure they'll figure it out. They're protected.
Wow, we just made the Struts show on Friday sound way more exciting than this.
I know.
But as we learned with Blood and the Buzz, the people that we invite to do stuff that actually show up are our 6 a.m.ers.
Yeah.
So I want to hook you guys up with tickets to the Struts at the Missouri State Fair. Let's do the first four people to call.
Ooh, okay. Calling right now.
Hello, The Buzz. Have you been to the Missouri State Fair?
Yes, I have.
You have? What's it like?
It's hot.
Okay.
A little bit smelly. Okay. But other than that, it's good Midwestern fun.
Oh, awesome. That's what it's like in Stacey Moody's car, too.
Oh, beautiful.
I thought you were going to say my...
I've never been in there, Stacey. Two more pairs of passes to the struts at the Missouri State Fair. 5767965.
Jordan Silver and Friends on the Buzz.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, the Buzz. How are you?
I'm really good.
How I am so you? Sorry. I'm great. Do you want to...
Wait, hold on. Okay. I got a question for her first. I don't know why, but everybody here is in some bad mood. What do you do to get out of a bad mood?
Oh, wait. Well, I mean, you can go with sex, good cup of coffee.
Okay.
Particular drugs that make you feel better.
Okay. All right. Dustin, go get some E.
Some sex and drugs? Sex and drugs.
Molly.
I'm on it.
Go get some Molly. All right, guys. What are we going to do?
Sex and Molly.
Okay.
I mean, I've got the coffee. We're just missing the sex. And so we just need a prostitute and a drug dealer.
I think that she said that suggested that we should all just do it together.
Oh, an orgy situation?
Yeah.
Well, we still need the drugs, so come down to 7000 Squibb Road. Stacy will meet you out by the front door.
Why do I have to meet the drug dealer?
Because you're the woman.
Because the cops will also come with them.
Because you're the woman?
I can't flash a little boob for some drugs.
Why is it always about flashing boobs and selling your body, Chris?
Those are intertwined and interchangeable and unavoidable.
They're woven into the fabric of your existence.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, I'm going to unweave that. By the end our lives.
Get our crochet needles.
Yeah.
And we will uncrochet the lifelong stereotype that sex and drugs are interlinked forever.
Oh, no, it's not that.
Oh.
What it's that Stacy has to go outside and get the drugs because she's a girl.
Oh.
I feel like that's a total trafficking setup.
It is.
They're more intimidated. They're going to be more intimidated by you.
By you?
No, not by me. They're going to be like, oh.
They'd be intimidated by her mouth.
They'd be like, oh, is that who they sent out? I'm just going to keep driving. I'm going to keep driving.
I wonder if you're going to start getting the same thing that I do, which is that my voice sounds very different than what I actually look like.
Oh, I don't know.
People think I sound like a very femme blonde girl, you know, because I love White Claw.
and Taylor Swift.
And Taylor Swift and Scooters. Like I said on Instagram, I'm the basic bitch at the end of the video game that you have to kill to mm-hmm. beat the video game.
Yeah.
Have people been able to recognize you in real life?
Not unless you have told them first.
Okay.
That's mostly what's happening.
The blue hair doesn't set them off?
Well, I pretty much hide.
No, you don't. Come on.
I do.
We've all been with you. You like, it's like Sound of Music. You walk into a room and you're just like spinning.
She just comes to the door and she's like, poof. I'm Stacey. Oh, Stacey's here.
That's if she doesn't have somebody with a trumpet that like trumpets before she walks in the door.
No, I'm talking about arriving. Stacey Moody.
That's what it's like to go out with Stacey Moody.
I have a whole circus with me all the time.
Yeah, Chris and I are getting real tired of carrying that chair over our shoulders that you sit on, your throne.
Well, get over it.
It's working your abs.
Sure.
Somehow.
Core is involved all the time.
Always.
All the time.
Always. All right, guys. We're going to have fun.
Are we?
Yes.
Fun. Yeah.
Promise?
Oh, I'm excited.
Okay. I'm going to do my best.
We have so much stuff coming up, though.
I texted my guy. Stuff's coming. So.
Wait, no, we're not really.
Are you bringing a whore?
My guy. I texted my guy.
Yeah, your prostitute? Your gigolo? You have one on retainer? Dustin, that's cool.
E is on the way.
Then they all start. So we're not doing ecstasy.
His name's E?
This is all for my gigolos and my gigolettes.
Jordan, what do we got coming up? Please, dear God, help me over here.
Bro? Bro, I don't know, man. I don't know what's going on right now.
It's a morning.
Yeah, it is.
I think this has gone off the rails quite quickly.
I know. How do we put it back on the rails, guys?
Stacey Moody and Friends.
What?
No, I'm joking.
You want to piss me off now?
Jordan was the only one saving this day.
I know. Now I don't even want to do a show with you guys anymore.
Aw.
Well, I just don't want to do it with Stacey.
That's fair.
Actually, you're on my list too now.
Love you.
Dustin.
God.
Friends. And Friends.
Yeah, see?
That works.
See,
well.
Isn't that adorable?
No.
Aren't we
stupid?
Let's go drink. Can we just...
I don't
drop off a case of White Claw and we just get to going.
Okay.
That actually has a nice ring to it, Jordan Silver and Franz.
There you go.
You guys leaving?
No, I'm not. Okay. I'm never going anywhere.
Good. Because I need you. All right. Everybody say a compliment to the other person.
No. Oh.
Yes, sir. This is how you deal with problems.
Your aura is very welcoming, Stacey.
Excuse me.
Chris, although you did not work on your hair, it's a good look. I like the messy hair look.
Do you?
It's a good one for you.
I haven't looked myself in the mirror yet.
No, it's a lot better
It's beautiful. Don't look in the mirror.
A lot better than normal.
I like it.
Just avoid the mirror at all costs today.
Stacey, I like those shoes. Those are really neat.
Thanks.
They look match at you, eating protein bars, caring about your health. You're doing a great job. Jordan, you're awesome. Love you.
That's it?
This was a great idea. I like this. I like talking to the Buzz family while we're in studio. So
okay.
Look at all these beautiful people surrounding us.
I know.
All
so many eyes on us right now.
What do you think that guy's name is?
Kevin.
Kevin?
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Kevin's listening right now and going like, what the hell is going on in that studio?
That's
no,
why
he's,
his hands
he's
up.
Laughing.
He's no.
like, this is hilarious.
No, he's like, he's got his hand up so he can change his station because this makes no sense right now.
I think he's just trying to drive off a cliff now.
Maybe he's in that white Toyota RAV4 or that Infiniti QX80.
Oh, my God. With it.
Should we play a game where we just call out the cars that we see driving by? Because we have a great view of Shawnee Mission Parkway.
That sounds like great radio. You know all these people that are staring at us? They're going to really love that game.
You're right. Hey, I'm throwing out ideas.
Black you got Volkswagen a better one? Jetta.
Okay. What are we doing today?
This is such a disaster.
We're doing an etiquette book.
Okay, then
we
what?
Have never have I ever. We have a big announcement at 8 o'clock. Stacey, pay attention.
Me and Dustin are gonna fight.
All right, you guys got to talk this through.
Like fist fight it.
Red Jello.
Why? Is
I already
this
complimented
going?
Her shoes. I love Stacey.
But then you yelled at her.
Yeah.
Because she's not paying attention, Jordan.
I know.
I'm never paying attention.
We just had a phoner come in, and she's eating food while we're trying to talk.
Okay.
Oh, I just threw that on her.
Yeah. Thank you. By the way,
I just love nothing more than a mouthful of food when someone's like, "Hello."
Well, and then he didn't say anything. We were not talking about the phone call at all. He's
like,
pointing at me.
Stacey, here.
I'm like, "Oh, what?"
Okay, so here's the thing. When we come back, we are going to be a well-oiled machine.
God, I hope so. This was a disaster.
Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
Chris, start us off.
A dog was found Monday nearly hanging from the side of an I-70 overpass in Independence.
The way I found him, I just couldn't believe somebody could do that to an animal at all. And I seen a dog that looked like it was being hung over the side of some kind of power box.
What the hell?
Now, I'm hoping it's just an innocent mistake that they tied him up there and the dog walked around and got caught. But if not, I will murder this person. Nobody knows what happened. The dog was stolen from the owner because he lost it since Monday. And then this random guy was walking up Sterling and saw the dog choking on the cord on there and it went up and saved him.
Good. Oh, saved. Oh,
my God. The dog was able to be saved, but I will murder the guy who did that.
Got
to
be cameras around there.
They are going to look into it.
Good, thank God, because that is you don't pull that crap. Well, that is a very, very happy news story. Dustin, what's up?
I got something a little bit happier.
Okay.
So Rolling Stones has released the 50 best albums of 2019 so far.
Mm-hmm.
We've got some in the top five.
Really? Alternative music does?
Well, Billie Eilish.
Good, okay.
So
yes.
I don't know.
Yeah, we'll take her.
Right. Vampire Weekend. Number
really?
Four. Yeah.
No
very
way.
New one. Yup.
What's number one?
Lizzo.
That's what I thought. That's a good damn album.
That's a good album, huh?
I just took a DNA test. What's up?
All right. Not only do you go to state fairs to watch the struts, mm-hmm. you also buy pigs.
The support for 14-year-old Austin Lettner and his 230-pound hog, Milhouse.
His name's Milhouse. It's adorable. So this kid is selling his pig, but his mom asks him, hey, do you want to keep the money? And he says no. And listen to what he wants to give it to.
Raising a grand total of
$11,040.
What the hell, Stacey? What does he want to give it to?
St. Jude's. He raised over $11,000 for St. Jude's to save little kids.
Oh, my God.
I told you he was doing better than we are.
It's like karma.
See, we started with the hanging dog, but you really
brought it back. I brought it back, and you're welcome.
Thank you very much.
Stream Jordan Silver and Friends 6 to 9 on the radio.com app.
Radio 101. And we're going to give away some Judah and the Lion tickets.
Oh.
I'm going to give it away now. That's like that when Family Guy makes fun of radio. That's what they do. So they say stuff like that. Give it away now. Okay. So anyway.
I think you're hilarious, Jordan. I just
oh, my God. That wasn't funny.
I'm just trying, you know, throwing stuff against the wall.
Trying to get some giggles here. All right, I get it.
Yuck. We're gonna be playing Never Have I Ever in about 10 minutes. I'm so excited. This is, you know, I know we love the Forgotten Bangers on Thursday, but this is my favorite part of the show of the week.
It's a good one. It's fun.
It's hearing the crazy stories that you fools have had. Things that I didn't know. Like, I never knew that at one point in his life, Chris abused Adderall.
It was one day,
right? But you were you prescribed it?
No.
Right. And I didn't know that Stacey Moody has never had a threesome.
No.
Surprised.
That's surprising.
You weren't here last week. You were at Chiefs training camp.
Correct.
Have you had a threesome?
No.
You guys are such squares.
I heard about yours, though.
Yeah, it was awesome. Okay, now I'm thinking about it again.
Okay.
All right.
All right. I need to be reeled back in. Okay, so we got, but Judah and the Lion going to be here on Saturday. Such a good band.
I'm so excited for this show.
Do you have tickets?
Not yet.
Okay.
I need to work on that.
I wonder if they'll grace Stacey Moody's mailbox.
Yeah, I probably.
You want me to ask for you?
She's got so much pull here. I know. I'll ask for you.
I'll send the email. I have one.
Okay. You know what? Like, you're my buddy. I'll get you to play drums for Judah and the Lion. Can you play drums?
No.
Okay.
I can get up there and try.
Well. Nope, that doesn't sound like a good show for the listeners. I
can
apologize.
Play keyboard with Judah and the Lion.
I can't put you with any band because the second that they like what you do, you start saying that you're going to go on tour with them.
Oh, yeah.
That's what happened in Bikini Trill. Yeah.
Yeah, Bikini Trill comes, stays at his house, they play music together, and Chris is like, what would you do if I left you for Bikini Trill? I'm like, yikes!
I know.
I would never do that.
They don't need a keyboard player.
They have one, don't they?
No.
They were talking about how they're looking for... one.
Wow. So Judy and the Lion.
Judah and the Lion on Saturday.
Judy and the Lioness.
Judy and the Lion.
Oh my God.
Go,
we are on one today.
If you want to go to Judy and the Lion. Starlight on Saturday. Be the first two callers to say Judy and the Lion.
5767965.
That's Jordan Silver and friends from 6 to 9 on The Buzz.
Good morning, The Buzz.
Yeah, I was calling about this Judy and the Lion.
Yes!
Judy and the Lion tickets? You want to go see them on Saturday?
Hell yes, I do.
Awesome, man. What's your name?
Awesome. My name is Forrest. Forrest Gump. Forrest.
Do you have to do that every time you meet someone?
Every single time.
Every single time.
Jordan Silver on 96.5. The Buzz.
Out.
Oh.
Out.
I'm a bad guy.
Are you?
No. Okay.
I was singing your song. Your Billie Eilish song.
Oh, the Fast Lane.
Yes. Wait, I thought it was called Get Out.
Yeah, Get Out
of the Fast Lane. Oh, okay.
You're not even passing.
Yes. That's on the podcast on Friday.
I heard a little bit about that.
Damn it. Now it's going to be stuck in my head. That's it. It's going to be stuck in my head.
You started it, I mean.
I know.
Y'all right over there?
Yeah, that's the problem with getting things stuck in your head. You have to, like, give it to someone else. It's like an STD. You got to share it.
Can't get it twice.
All right, you guys want to play Never Have I Ever?
This thing is a really good scratcher.
That's disgusting. Can someone mark that one, please? Will you do something?
That's my arm, not my crotch.
I don't care. It's just as gross.
Oh, come on.
Please mark that one. That's Stacey's.
Geez.
From now until the end of time.
My paddle is flaccid. Can I get another one?
That is not our problem. At least, hopefully.
This whole show!
Hopefully you have an air in the oven.
All right, what do we got?
Okay, so this is Never Have I Ever.
Oh my God.
So it's the third week that we played this. Very excited. This is my favorite part of the entire week, is just learning a little bit more about how messed up you guys are and for the entertainment of the Buzz family.
Awesome.
So we'll just go around to the left, and if you have, say you have. If you haven't, don't say anything.
Shut up.
And that's how you say it, Stacey.
That's how you say it.
And hopefully some great stories come out of this.
Let's see.
All right, I'm going to start. Never have I ever called... well, this works with what I just said. Called all my previous partners to tell them I have had an STD. I have never. Stace, really? You have never?
I don't have any STDs, ass.
I've only had one STD scare, so... And it was the very first time I ever had sex.
Oh.
So I didn't have to call anyone and go, hey, it was, yeah.
What was it?
I don't know. It was a UTI.
Okay.
So I was in class dying. My kidneys were on fire. I thought I was going to die. It hurt when I pee, so I went home and I had to tell my mom, like, hey.
You had gonorrhea and syphilis?
Going on. Oh, no, man. No. I got to go to the doctor. They got to say, hey, we have to give you this shot in your butt cheeks. And they gave me two shots in my butt cheeks and then came back with the urine sample and said, oh, you're fine.
So you had to admit to your mom that you had just done it?
Wait. Unprotected?
I was going to say
for my first time ever having sex?
I don't understand you people.
That was my question. You were brave enough to go at it unprotected your very first time.
Yeah.
Dusted.
Brave?
Brave was
I
not
I feel like
the,
stupid is
brave,
the word.
Brave is not the word.
If there's any time to wear a condom.
My God. The,
it's the first time.
Ugh.
I don't know anything about this. Actually,
wait, you can get pregnant the first time you have sex?
I was thinking inexperience of the
yes,
system.
Yes. Yes.
Was what I was thinking.
Yes, you're going to be a little quick on the draw and shoot at the egg before.
La 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 la.
Chris, what you got over there?
Yeah.
Never have I ever had the cops show up at my door.
Oh. Oh, my God, we all have.
Who's got the best story?
Chris?
One time back in Des Moines, my wife and I had just smoked a little reefer. And
that's illegal.
I know. And all of a sudden, we're in the basement, and we hear a... We're like, oh, boy, this is how we go down. We're all mm-hmm. getting arrested. We're going to jail. I go to her bed, hide under the covers. I'm like, they're not going to find me under here. And they keep the... Police officers knocking for like 10, 15 minutes. We are freaking out. And it actually turns out they were knocking on the door because someone had just rear-ended her car that was parked on the street and they smashed it to smithereens and totaled it.
Oh, Lord.
So they were just trying to tell us of that. And we thought they were trying to arrest us.
That's impressive. So. Wow.
Really quickly, my brother, when he was still living here, thought it would be hilarious to call 911 as a joke.
Oh, no, that never ends
That's
well.
Not funny.
I was very little. They come to the door. I answer. I'm like, no, it was just a joke. It was just a joke. And then they see my brother, and they're like, they take me outside. They're like, is everything okay? Is he hitting you? Is he abusing you?
Oh, no.
I was like, no, for real. I swear to you, it was just a joke. Do we need to take you away from here? Do we need to arrest him? Just give us a signal.
I'm and like, you said no?
I said no.
You're a good sister. I tried to give my brother away for like $500 so many times at the grocery store.
We got it called because my mom, we thought she had escaped and was naked running through the streets.
Whoa.
I'm sorry, what?
I can't wait to have your mom on this show.
She's so excited.
A little bit more background for that, please.
Yeah. Okay, so what happened was she left and we thought she was in danger. So we called the cops and they're like, oh, what is she wearing? And all her clothes were next to her bed. But my stepdad's slippers were gone. So we're like, she possibly is naked wearing size 16 slippers.
Oh my God.
And we don't know where she's at. So the cops come over and they're like, we can't do anything because it hasn't been the 24 hours yet. About that time, she pulls into the driveway.
Please tell me naked with size 16 slippers.
No, she's dressed. But she pulls into the driveway and she immediately gets out of her car and shuts her door and starts running inside. Because her theory is, if I'm inside... then they can't arrest me for, you know, drinking and driving and
things
like that.
Oh, my God.
So then she gets inside, but then they're like, ma'am, are you okay? And she's like, yeah. Like, she didn't realize this whole thing was about her.
Was she wearing a size 16 slippers?
Yes.
I'm so confused still.
Well, then.
Why is that your first go? Like,
the cops?
Mom's missing. She's obviously naked running around in dad's slippers.
That's because that's my family.
There. That's it.
Got it.
That's it. That's all you need to know.
All right.
I had a house party when I was 21, and of course the police came, and they were like, are all these people 21? And I was like, yeah, obviously, because everybody's drinking. There's like babies still teething and stuff. I'm just like, yeah, they're 21. If I check and nobody and people are under 21, you're going to get arrested. No, they're 21. Yep. Lots of underage drinking in my history.
Nice.
Stacey?
Never have I ever, looking at you, spanked someone too hard.
What do you mean you're looking at me?
I know stories. Oh, no.
No, this is just a Jordan and I? Oh.
Well, okay. She never said it was too hard. So.
Oh, here we go.
Technicalities.
She wanted it harder. I'm like, this is like beating you. I can't do
this.
All right,
we're doing technicalities.
I can't morally do that.
They didn't say anything.
Okay, well, all right.
I mean, they say ow, but like.
I never got an ow. I got a harder.
Did you just hit yourself in the face?
It's scary. I'm like, what is this? It's called lovemaking. It's supposed to be like soft and gentle, not like strangling. Okay.
Okay.
Not never, Jack the Ripper you.
Okay. Never have I ever had sex while someone else was sleeping in the same room.
Oh.
Who hasn't done that? You have never done that, Dustin?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
In a twin size bed, too.
For sure.
For me. That's how you do it.
I'm just trying to think of the many times my wife and I are trying to do it when other people are around.
I've done it in several hotel rooms.
That doesn't count. In the same room? Oh, with
somebody. There's like two. Yeah.
I don't know why they put two beds in those things. This is gross.
It's just set up for disaster.
Okay. Never have I ever gone through my partner's Facebook messages. You have.
That's surprising,
you have,
Chris.
That is surprising.
So Chris, Dustin, and I have.
I have not, no.
You know, I always find what I'm looking for, too.
I'm somewhat trusting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you always find what you're out there to find.
You go with your gut, and when they a cheat and hoe, when they a cheat and hoe.
You get a shot in your butt cheeks.
You spank them extra hard. Okay, next.
Never have I ever dated my best friend's ex.
No.
No. I'm the only one?
It's you.
Well, I haven't dated.
You don't have any morals.
No.
Tell us the story.
They were together for forever, and they were even engaged. About 3 months after they split, we start dating.
Was that long enough for the heart to heal?
It was long enough for us.
Okay.
We were no longer friends at that point when she realized we were dating.
Yeah.
You don't say.
Was that the straw that broke the camel's back?
Pretty much.
Okay.
I mean, our friendship was failing anyway, so I was just like, meh.
Have you guys rekindled since then?
No.
Okay, that's not. Stacey Muda.
Muda. Stacey Muda and the Lion.
Stacey Moody, V4 Vendetta. Who's next?
Is it me?
Yes.
Never have I ever C-blocked a friend. You guys know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay.
What? Chris, you have not? We all have. Stacey, Dustin, and I have.
Of me C-blocking someone?
Yeah.
Well, I suppose.
All right.
That took some convincing.
I C-blocked. I think everybody knows the story, but one time I was backstage with Tegan and Sarah. You guys know this story? Mm-hmm. I was backstage with Tegan and Sarah with my girlfriend, and Tegan started hitting on my girlfriend. And I was upset because Tegan was in her top three.
Oh, no.
Celebrities that you can sleep with.
Oh, yeah.
And so I... What?
Did you get to?
No! I was C-blocking like the mother. I was like, did your herpes clear up? Are you okay? And then Tegan's like, we need to vocal warm up before... Can you guys leave?
Okay, here's my thing, though.
You're never supposed to be presented with that situation.
But if you... Okay, now if one of your top three... If you were presented with that, would you be like, hey, or...
No, because you're never supposed to actually have the option to be able to sleep with someone in your top three.
That's the whole point.
I know.
If AZ had a top three, if, like, his top third person was, like, hitting on him and, like, ready to go, I'm like, go do it.
Well, that's because...
That is amazing.
You must not love him as much as I love...
I hate him.
I love
actually,
her.
So... Man, whatever. That is... You... No, you
what?
Love him enough. Her enough.
No.
Yes.
No way.
To let her give her that opportunity.
To sleep with Tegan from Tegan and Sarah?
Absolutely.
Hell
would
no.
you sleep with Tegan?
No. I like
you
Sarah.
Would you?
You'd sleep with Sarah, okay?
I mean,
you know what?
Never,
who's next?
Never have I ever kept a secret from my partner, and when they found out, it ended our relationship.
I have never.
You know why I have never? Because you just end it before they find out.
Oh, that's cold, dog. That's cold.
Jordan Silver and Friends on the Buzz.
It is Never Have I Ever. All aboard the TMI train.
Yeah.
That is what we do. Yeet, yeet.
Yeet, yeet.
Yeet, yeet.
There's no tea.
What are you, a cockatiel?
I don't care.
I don't care.
There is when I say it. All right. Want to keep playing?
Let's
yeah.
do it. Yep.
Welcome, Chris.
Hi.
Never have I ever had anything pierced below my neck. Okay.
Oh, below the neck.
That's me. That's me.
I already know it.
Actually, I had a couple of things pierced below the neck.
Nips or who?
Never the who.
Okay.
But I had the back of my neck pierced.
Ooh, that's hot. Okay.
Right there, like a loser. Yeah. I had my, you know, my neck pierced. I had my hands pierced.
Where?
Right here the web. Badass. Between the thumb and the first finger.
God,
I had those pierced.
So cool, Jordan.
Ugh. By the way, no pictures exist of this.
Thank God.
No C pierced.
What are you, my conscience?
I want to be half as cool as you, Jordan.
Yeah.
I know.
Like, right? Oh, I had my belly button pierced too. That was my first. Wow. I am so basic.
I mean.
White claw.
White claw. It's a white claw summer, baby.
Never have I ever moved in with someone after 1 month of dating. Wow.
I hate you all.
Why? Have you?
No. Oh, I thought we were about to go down that road. Never mind.
Let's do it.
No.
Let's go down that road because right now the light is pointing at me.
I have never, so go ahead.
Well, duh.
We already talked about this. It's you hauling.
Oh, that's true.
So, yeah.
I want to hear about yours, Stacey. How's that going?
No one's moved in yet.
Does he have a drawer?
No. He brought a bag.
Toothbrush?
So he listens.
He brought a bag because he listened to the damn show.
Yes. He's a smart man. That way, if
he pulled
needs
it out,
he's
like, "You want me to bring the bag?" I was like, "Oh my God, I need you to stop listening." All right. Never have I ever hit on a teacher.
Whoa.
Mine's a okay. Go ahead.
I'm gonna need a story all the way through, Dustin.
It was in middle school. I was really
damn,
dude.
You are a dog.
Yeah, I was really into my English teacher. And we're actually friends on Facebook now.
Oh.
And if she's listening right now.
Is her name Mary Kay Letourneau?
No.
Okay.
No.
Was that yours?
Are you seriously don't know who Mary Kay Letourneau is?
Uh-oh. Oh, my goodness.
Jordan, what's your story? Was it a girl teacher or a boy teacher?
I was at this wedding. I was at this wedding, and there was nobody that I was interested in. But there was, like, this girl, this woman that was, like, over by the drinks. So I go over to her, and I start talking to her, and I start hitting on her. And then she goes, "Do you not know who I am?" And I was like, "No." She goes, "I'm your psychology teacher."
Oh, I remember.
And we were,
story.
Like, halfway through the year, too. And I didn't know what my psychology teacher looked like,
dude,
because I never went to class.
Oh, man.
I failed. By the way, I failed because I didn't show up.
What was the question again?
Never have I ever hit on a teacher.
Oh, yeah. I was in third grade. It was art class. And
damn.
Mrs. Curtis.
No, there's no way.
Stop.
What did you say to Mrs. Curtis in third grade art class?
Curtis.
Curtis!
I changed the name to protect the innocent.
I stayed after class to, like, help out with stuff.
Oh!
And then
was her name Miss Mary Kay Letourneau?
And she says that I need to stay in line with the other students.
What does that mean?
She shot you down, dude.
She wouldn't let me do that anymore. She says I was getting a little too close to her.
Whoa.
Wait, you were the aggressor?
Yeah.
In third grade.
Look at this guy.
You're right.
Aggressor is his middle name.
That's true. So, my freshman year, because now at least in high school.
Right. Not third grade.
God.
Hey, I was in college.
If you would see Mrs. Curtis, you would understand.
What did she look like?
If you imagine a teacher in the early 90s, who, like, maybe just graduated college, had the nice, big, dark, brunette, permed hair. And
okay, I don't want to know what their hair was like anywhere else. Just her head.
It was very, very good. Like, Kelly from
90210?
Saved by the Bell.
Oh,
with a little bit of Lisa Turtle involved.
Oh.
Like, if you combine Kelly and Lisa Turtle, that's, like, what she looked
oh,
like.
Oh, that would be the epitome of something that you would love in the 90s. God.
All right, so my freshman focus teacher, he also coached something. I don't know. His name was Mr. Ransom. I nicknamed him
Handsome.
Mr. Ransom. Or Handsome, yeah. Okay. Mr. Handsome. I had the biggest crush on that dude. Every time we would go into freshman focus, he would have actually the buzz on, and he would be like, "Hey, Moody, who sings this song?" And we would go all in class.
Would you actually get it right then?
I would get it right.
Well, it was before the drugs?
It was before the drugs, yeah. I saw him when I started working at my new job, or my job, not this job, but the job. Saw him. He was doing some school thing. Seriously, like 2-3 years ago, and I was still like, oh, my God. Oh, my God, that's Mr. Ransom. Oh,
it's
my
Mr.
God.
Ransom.
Like, he's still so hot.
Do you think he still listens to the buzz?
I hope to God. Hey. If you're still married.
All right, Stacey, stop it.
No?
Wow.
Okay.
Stop it. Stop it. Never have I ever dumped someone and hooked up with another person in the same day.
I knew you were going to say yes to that, Dustin.
How'd you know I was going to say yes to that?
For me, there needs to be time to grieve. 2 days.
Depends on who you're... Two days.
That's true.
Yes. I wear black. I'm in mourning for 2 days.
Stacey, you want to tell your story? You want me to tell mine?
It's really not that interesting.
I've heard a lot of Stacey's voice. Your turn.
I broke up with a girl and then slept with another girl. And then by the end of the day, was back with my ex-girlfriend.
Four.
Doing it with her again.
They were on a break. Nope, nobody watches Friends. All right, somebody in the car.
We were on a break.
Never have I ever been fired after the first week of a new job. Yep.
Stacey, you just got your mailbox.
I have.
How did you get fired?
So I was in between jobs in Seattle during the economic downfall of 2007, during the Great Depression of 2007. So I found this job of this guy who bought things and then resold them on the internet. And I was really good at doing that back then. And so I joined his team to help him out with that. And I didn't like him. I didn't like his wife. And I literally went to lunch to Burger King and never came back.
Oh, my God.
I left my key card under my keyboard.
Nice.
Never have I ever had a taxi driver pull over because I had to puke.
Yes, but I had a concussion.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
He didn't pull over because I puked all over the backseat.
Oh, you know that's $200 in like an Uber, right?
Yeah, it was only $50 for this taxi in Minneapolis back in March of 2010, which actually coincidentally was the same night that I saw Prince and locked eyes with him.
Were you so overwhelmed you vomited?
That must have been. And I wanted to... The cab was like, hey, you need to pay me $50 for this. And I was like, to the girl that I was with, like, can we just run away?
Awesome.
But wow. No, she paid the bill.
Wow.
Oh, what a nice girl.
Yeah.
You know what? Cleaning puke out of a car, $50 does not cover it.
No, it is.
Oh, God,
not.
No.
So gross.
No.
Never have I ever done crack.
Are you serious?
Wow, dude.
I am not shocked. Chris, what?
You're not shocked.
How did you see that?
I did it once accidentally. Someone told me it was something else.
Me too.
No.
not even joking. I was at a female's house, and we were smoking some herb, and she had a pipe. And after we get done smoking it, I'm like, my lips are a little numb. I'm like, oh, yeah, we smoked crack out of that last night. I'm like, you could have told me that before.
Right. That's kind of the same story. We were trying marijuana and somebody sprinkled cocaine on it. And when they lit it, and I was like, oh my God, that's crack. That's how you make crack.
Nope.
I've been around people when they're smoking crack twice. I make good choices.
Was it your family?
Butt crack?
Oh man.
It was an accident. This happened like 20 something years ago.
Oh man. Never have I ever tried something kinky for my partner's sake.
You guys are boring.
Wait, it's for always serious?
It's for me.
I was going to say, yeah.
Partner's
if we're going technicality, it's usually me.
Jordan, you're the one who's like, okay. It's lovemaking and it's supposed
yeah,
to be.
Ew.
We're not that, Jordan.
Yeah. We're the ones that are like dealing with
the kinky stuff. We're like, hey, let's try this.
I got it. I've got the, okay. Yep. All right. Well.
What'd they make you try? Or what did you try for your partner's sake?
Oh, my. That's appropriate for, you know. Like 6 a.m., whatever time it is.
7:48. Was it?
Are you
Jordan,
all right? Or like,
did
what's
it involve,
happening?
Is this good memories or bad memories?
They're always bad. It never works.
Okay, you did.
No, I never have.
Oh, well.
Did it involve your butt?
Ew.
It did. What did you mean?
Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
Christopher, what is the news?
A British boy who battled cancer in KC says he might have some cancer back.
They saw a little dot somewhere on my left lung, which they believe maybe to be my cancer returning. But they caught it so soon, literally, that it's the size of a pinhead.
He was from Kansas City. He's got a major presence here, and I know everybody loves him, and hopefully this cancer is just a little speck and it goes away.
I mean, they have to take care of it, but yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't just go away. It's so unfair. Okay, well, do you have heartbreaking news, Dustin?
No, this is actually a big win. Lee's Summit, Missouri School District and the LGBTQ community won because they originally were going to have their convocation, their big meeting at the beginning of the school year at a church that is in a town where it is predominantly anti-gay. And they said it does not make sense to have a school event at a church, especially one that is not accepted.
There are towns that are anti-gay.
There are states that are anti-gay.
What a waste of energy. Okay.
All right. Stacey. Not super uplifting, but funny.
Great.
So, you guys remember the band Lost Prophets? They've had quite the scandal.
What are you talking
about?
The
lead singer, Ian something or other, has been serving a 35-year sentence for child sex offenses.
Yeah, he sucks.
He is garbage. This dude decided to shove a phone up his beehole and was told, you can't see your mom until you present the phone.
What?
So I looked up this phone, right? It's very small. It's the size of, it's a little bigger than a quarter.
What? Holy crap, that's a small phone.
It's, wow.
It's like an Apple Watch.
How are you talking on it?
On an Apple Watch. It's 2019. Maybe.
Stacey, why don't you test that out for us?
Okay.
Nope. I'm glad nobody looked at me. All right, so I've got a huge announcement. Brew at the Zoo. Saturday, October 19th at the Kansas City Zoo. 7th annual Brew at the Zoo and Wine 2. The bands are Atlas, Genius, and Winnetka Bowling League.
Woo-hoo!
Tickets on sale right now, 96.5thebuzz.com.
Hashtag Jordan Silver and Friends on The Buzz.
Have you guys lived with people? Have you had roommates before?
Yeah,
I've had some of the worst.
No, I'm a baby. I live with my parents still. Do girlfriends count?
No.
Okay, then no.
No, not unless they move their birth certificate to your house.
Nope.
Okay, then no. Horrible roommates, mm-hmm. Chris?
Horrible. Well, I've had two instances where people have moved in for 3 months, moved everything in, not pay for 3 months, and then just leave.
I don't understand how people can do that.
Right? It's like, are you just looking for stuff to get rid of your stuff? Or I don't understand that. No, I've got to get rid of their junk, and it's costing me money to throw it away.
Oh, they just, like, left all their stuff?
Two times they left all their stuff there. It's like, what?
Ew.
Wow. Stacey?
Yeah. I had a roommate once, and her piece of crap boyfriend almost almost killed my dog.
What? The little pug dog?
Yeah.
What happened?
Yeah, like, less than a week after I got her. Yeah, so I was at work. We work together, too, which is so stupid to move in with someone you work with.
Yeah.
And I was running late for work. And so I was like, hey, can you ask him to just take Boo out? Just take her out. That's all I want you to
take
do.
Take Boo out.
Her name's Boo.
Yeah, it is.
She's like, yeah. We get a phone call at work. And she comes up to me and she's like, so, hey, whatever, this guy, my boyfriend, took her car, because he didn't have a car. Ugh. Took her car.
Loser. Scrub.
And wrecked it, much like your wife's situation. Wrecked her car, ran into a parked car on a street. Are you kidding me? Dude, really?
Yeah.
So I go, oh, that sucks. And she goes, yeah, Boo was in the car. I go, Boo was in
what?
The car? I go, I'm sorry. Why
was Boo wearing their seatbelt?
Was my dog in his car, your car, I'm sorry. So when he wrecked and he opened the door, Boo ran out.
Boo wanted to get the hell away from that guy.
We lived in Overland Park, like South Overland Park, and he was in like Mission, like up down that way. And I'm like, it's a week after I got her and she's lost. And luckily, one of the shelters found her like the next day, and it was so hot. It was miserably hot.
That's a horrible story.
I was like, I'm moving. There was like a whole bunch that led up to that, but I was like, okay, I'm moving. You suck, and I hope your boyfriend dies.
Damn.
Okay.
I lived with a Jewish girl who got really drunk and lit all the candles on her menorah and fell asleep. I'm like, that is such a hazard. I don't know how many candles are on that thing. It was the day that they were all supposed to be lit.
It's eight.
Right. All eight of them were lit. It just like goes to sleep. She also, this is a strange story and probably the worst way to shame a roommate, but we had a two bedroom, two bathroom. And I was living with my girlfriend at the time. Shut up, Chris. We had our own bathroom in our bedroom. So her bathroom was also the shared one when we had people over. She just wouldn't, as my father would say, what are you proud of this?
Oh.
Yeah.
And she just wouldn't?
She just wouldn't.
Ever?
Flush it.
Ever?
No. I mean, not ever, but just.
But when you had guests over.
When you had guests over, and they're like, yup, there's a giant floaty, and that.
You never took pictures and like showed and like, hey, look how big my poop is.
Well, that's the thing. So finally one day, I took a picture of it.
Oh.
And I sent it to her, and I was like, is there any way you could push that little handle on the toilet after you use it?
And she said.
She never left it there again. Ever, ever. I was like, I have friends over. This is the bathroom. For, like, nobody. Lady, what are you proud of it?
It's as a my little gross to leave your brown flex in the toilet.
Flex.
Roommates are terrible.
God.
Sounds like roommates suck. I wouldn't know.
I will never, ever have a roommate
again. If you are. Can I give a little PSA to the Buzz family?
Yes.
If you are 18 years old and you're about to embark on the wonderful world of college and living on your own or working hard, whatever you're going to do. And you and your best friend are going to be like, hey, let's move into each other because it's going to be the best time ever. Don't.
Right.
Do not. Get places. Maybe get, like, apartments next to each other or in the same complex. Get other roommates so then you can bitch to each other about them instead of each other. And your friendship won't be ruined.
Yep.
Do not roommate with your best friend from high school. Otherwise, unless you want it destroyed. I promise you, there is not. If you have lived with your roommate and it hasn't been destroyed, please let me know because it doesn't happen.
I completely agree. Especially at the very beginning. I lived with my best friend. That was the first person I moved out with. Mm-hmm. And it just destroyed our friendship because we weren't responsible enough to like know what we were doing. I have like a $10 check that she like returned to me and was like, I'm just very disappointed on it. And I have it in like my books.
Oh, my God.
I know, a $10 check, but that's a lot of money back then.
I had a friend whose $15 check bounced. I was supposed to buy him some beer.
Hey, that happens sometimes.
Oh, my goodness.
He wrote you a check?
He wrote me a check.
That's the oldest trick in the book.
I was like, you don't have money, but I'll pick you a check. And I was stupid enough to go along with it, and I cashed it, and it bounced.
Oh, man. Bounced. I did have the best roommate that I ever had, ever, 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 was an absolute stranger. She put an ad, when I moved to Atlanta, she put an ad on Craigslist, and I responded. And then she sent back this like application that was like 10 pages long, had all of these questions. So I looked at it and I was like, this is whatever. I'm not doing this. And I went and I had my finger on the mouse to delete it.
Mm-hmm.
But then I was like, really, though, this is the kind of thing that someone I would like to live with would do. So I moved the mouse back and I filled it out. And we lived together for 3 years and never fought once.
Awesome.
At all.
That's how you're supposed to do it.
Good.
Yeah.
She was a total stranger. But, like, you know, it was her house. So I respected that it was her house. Like, she purchased it. And it was great. It was great. But nightmare stories of roommates. I'm looking on BuzzFeed. There's a list of them. Somebody was washing dishes in the bathtub while bathing.
Okay.
What do you mean, okay? Okay, wait a minute. Stace? No!
Oh,
no. Yeah, we're bringing this back.
Here we go.
Stacey.
Yeah.
When you take a shower and you feel the need to relieve yourself.
Yeah.
In the shower.
One or two.
Oh, no.
Oh, one. Okay, got it.
No, I'm really curious about number two in the shower.
Just shove it down, right?
I've got an invention to tell you about later.
Stacey, do you pee in the shower?
Yes, I pee in the shower.
See?
Wait. Do you brush your teeth in the shower?
No.
Do you think it's gross?
No.
You just don't do it. And it's not.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
You're spitting stuff from your mouth that's going to, like, fleck back on you,
and
on
you
your feet.
You wash it back off.
I don't, like, dribble on myself. You spit it down.
Sometimes you don't get a good spit.
It's the same thing.
Where are we going with this?
It's the same thing if you do it in the sink. I mean, you're still spitting.
Yeah, but your naked body isn't there, too. I don't understand.
I don't know what you do.
It's the same thing like eating an orange in the shower. And just let the juices drip all over you.
The only weird thing I've done in the shower is drink a beer.
That's not weird. That's called shower beers.
I know. It is.
That seems normal, though.
Right. No, I do not brush my teeth. I do not use the restroom. I'm sorry. The toilet's right there. Dry yourself off.
Take a good wine bottle in the shower with you. You guys will do that one?
Yep.
When you get out of the shower and you're not totally like dried off and you like slip slide on the toilet.
Yeah. Then you dry the toilet off after.
Just pee
that's
in the shower
worst.
And pee in the shower.
Wash your feet.
It's a shower, not a bathroom. Not
it's in the bathroom.
I don't care. There's going to be slippies.
Hey. I'm looking.
Y'all have given yourselves golden showers. I swear to God,
we're not peeing like directly on ourselves.
It gets mixed up with the water that is never just like fully drains. It always pools up a little bit. So you guys
well,
are giving yourselves golden
showers.
Get some
drain cleaner, and I'm looking for a drain that's got a little screw, and you can like lift it up so you can do number two down the drain.
Jordan Silver on 96.5, The Buzz.
Welcome back to Jordan Silver and Friends, where three out of four of the people on the show pee in the shower. And I just want the whole world to know that Jordan Silver is the one that does not.
Whatever,
you
man.
Will by the end of the year.
No, I won't. Listen, I am 49 years old.
You
on the
nice.
Inside.
Shut up.
Thank you. Feel that way. And I have not. No.
How did you not learn to pee in the shower during the Depression?
Have you had...
Stop you had to say water.
We weren't that depressed. We weren't that depressed.
Have you ever done things in the shower?
Well, yeah, I've done things in the
okay,
shower.
Okay, so that's other bodily fluids. So how is that?
Those are different bodily fluids. Those are the ones that you'll leave on your bed. Until you clean the sheets right after.
I would much rather pee in the shower than sleep on the wet spot.
Oh, come on. Listen, I'm never using a shower. Also, can we please talk about yesterday? I get a text message from Chris's wife.
What?
That says...
Should we pull it up here?
Yeah, why don't you pull it up?
This is... I'm terrified.
I am too.
All right, let's see. Between us... That's me and my mom. Jordan. All right, here we go. So... I tried to tell them later that they probably give themselves some sort of golden shower, but they refused to believe it. My wife said, ew, lol, ha ha ha. And then I said, Alex has a rule that I have to warn her before I pee in the shower when we're both in the shower, yet she will without warning me. And then you said, oh my God.
Right. It's like they forgot that I was
on. Wait a minute.
I'm on the thread too.
I have so many questions right now.
Yeah.
What do you, like, hey, step to the side so I can pee between your legs?
Well, I usually don't because I'm kind of like nefarious and joking. So I'm like, I kind of will start peeing and then she'll be like, you're peeing. You didn't warn me.
Do you get it on her?
Smell
no,
it.
You can see the deep yellow in the water.
That's what I'm telling you. That's what I'm telling you. That's what I'm telling you. That's why you golden
still.
Shower yourself. No, I don't care. Also, can you guys remember, please? This is like the fifth or sixth time that I have been on what I consider to be an intimate conversation thread via text message with you and your wife.
You're a part of us now.
I mean, I know that my middle name is Third Wheel, but like, not like hop in the shower and
pee on each other.
Yeah, there's definitely some moments I'm like, this is not a private thread between my wife and I.
No, I'm on it. I'm on it. I'm just like, what is going on?
Do you guys ever join streams?
Ooh. I haven't, but now I kind of want to.
That's the line. Now I'm disgusted.
Like, I don't know. For the first year that I'm dating someone, even if we live together and we have one bathroom, I'll like excuse myself to the gas station.
Yeah.
I do it to poop.
That's
what I meant, idiot.
Oh my God, Stacey.
It takes me a while to be comfortable to poop.
Oh, like, come on. We'll send photos of each other to make sure we're healthy.
Why did this morning show turn into poop? Why are we talking about poop? What are we doing?
Poop.
What was going on?
Thank you. I've been asking myself that since 6 o'clock this morning.
It has been one today.
You know, I'm
Do we
reading...
even have to put the podcast up?
I think we might not want the record of this.
I've been reading this Rules of Etiquette and Home Culture book, What to Do and How to Do It.
There is a whole section on toilet.
This is vulgar. And we are destroying politeness in so many rules and revelations that whoever wrote this book, Ralph Houghton, is going to not be pleased with us.
Chris, this is vulgar for 2019.
We're talking about poop on the radio.
No, we're not.
Thank you. Can we? Yeah. What can we talk about other than that? Brew at the zoo. Yay.
Brew.
Jordan Silver on the Buzz.
I have exactly 22 hours and 30 minutes to get hit by a bus and die.
I feel like it's that's bad. Slightly dramatic.
You have no idea how bad this interview is. It was one of the first ones that I ever did.
Mm-hmm.
Ironically, it is the same exact time that I did that Paramore one that somebody said was, well, people said was one of the best interviews they've ever heard of Paramore. It's just the difference between interviewing artists. Some artists are fun and good, and other artists are
not so good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been...
Hey, Stace.
I've been in...
You want to join?
I I'm trying to put out a fire at my other job. I'm sorry. I'm listening. I promise.
Okay. No, no. I'm so
out of... You want to do the show?
I'm sorry. This has to be... Go ahead. I'm listening. So, yep.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm so sorry.
I love you, Jordan.
Oh, my God. This is what I stopped doing work for.
Stacy, I was going to say that I went down the rabbit hole and found many videos of Jordan, and I was very impressed with her previous work until I found this video.
It is my shame. You're going to have to literally... tie me up.
You'll be in the bathroom. You won't even be in the studio, so you won't even be able to.
Oh, no, I
want to
see your face.
No, no, you may have to put me in that studio over there and, like, have Dustin holding that door because I do not want the earth to hear this interview.
I mean, how many people have seen it?
5,000.
Oh, my God. That's 5,000 people have seen this horrible interview. Oh, my God. 5,601, actually.
That's us today.
I'm the one, yeah. It was 5,600 yesterday, but today I'm the one.
Oh.
If... I am making you guys bring in things and we can live the embarrassing journey that is Stacy's wedding, high school wedding.
Yeah, Jordan Silver is the cool one of the group, so I want to show something embarrassing of her.
I'm the lovable loser. And this is just on point, on brand with me. Worst interview I've ever done in my entire life. It is my shame. It is on the internet. It will never go away, even though I've tried, and... You're going to play it from... You found it. Why are you searching me on the internet?
Oh, come on. I had to go to the Wayback Machine to find it.
Why are you searching me on the internet?
It's one of the things I do just to make sure the people that I'm around are who they say they are. Because people steal identities, and sometimes people will come off the street and just be the Creed Braxton of The Office and be like, who are you?
You think that was my story? You think someone would make this up? You think someone would take this narrative right here that is a story of my sad, lonely, pathetic life and just, like, if I could write anything.
You had to make it true.
You had to make it seem, you know, true. Yeah.
Right? This is exactly the narrative that she would write for herself.
It has to be sad enough for people to believe it. And I think you really hit the nail on the head.
I hope I die in the next 20.
Oh, my God.
This is bad. Okay. All right.
Did you know that you can get some succinylcholine from a third world country for about $1.50 a dose?
I'm so glad that you know that.
Tomorrow's going to be a good day.
Yeah.
Shut up, Stacey. Tomorrow's going to be a good day. Tomorrow's show is going to be good. It's going to be a good time.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Please come back. Please.
Thanks for letting us hang out with you today. Jordan Silver and friends.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.